You're like, oh, it's not real. It's not.
Where are we up to?
We are right at the bottom of this page.
The bottom of this page. No, we got a video already. Okay. Vim Toma, and that's what he asked the Kasha. How do we understand it? On the one hand, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater. In other words, if a person sins, he's got to pay the price. And we have to understand, of course, that paying for the price is not punitive, but it just, you have to, what if a person, he's playing with ink and he gets his hands full of ink, okay? Then he wants to go to a wedding. Can't go to a wedding with a hand full of ink. You have to wash the hand, right? You have to scrub it. So it could be even painful getting the ink out, but what do? You got to go to the wedding, you got to scrub it off. So an aver that a person does is like soiling the soul. If you soil the soul, you have to purge the soul from the soil. So that's painful for the soul. It's not a punishment, but you got to cleanse the soul. That's the only that's what punishment is about in the other world, right? So he said that a person has got to pay the price. If he blemishes his soul, he's got to pay the price. He's got to purge it, okay? And the other hand, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachmim. There's a midas ha-rachmim. There's a midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-zachmona. So how does that blend together? There's a midas ha-din. Either he's din or it's rachmim. If he has compassion, we understand compassion is to mean that a child steals the cookie from the cookie jar and the mother says, I should really give you a patch. You know what? I have rachmonas. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to punish you, right? That's rachmim. So if is it din or is it rachmim? What is the Kadosh problem with us? Din or rachmim? That's the question that he's grappling with over here. V'im kain, I'm down v'im toim at the end of the page, at least in my edition. In kain, midas rachmim lo mehim medas. Okay, so he says, one of the main attributes of rachmim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, very patient. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very patient. He'll wait a day, he'll wait a week, a month, a year, sometimes 50 years. Sometimes he'll wait generations, and he won't punish. Normally, when a person does an avera, he should be punished immediately. The Sefer Torah Devarah writes that Mikel Kamoicha Noisei Oven V'Overal Pesha, that we don't realize when a person sins, he's using the talents of the koyach and the will that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him in order to do the sin. That's a big chiddush. In other words, if a father buys his son a brand new baseball bat with the insignia of Mickey Mantle on it, plus you a baseball bat, he buys his son a new baseball bat, the son takes the baseball bat, he says to his father, thank you, I'm going to use it well. He takes the baseball bat, he hits it over his father over the head. It's a lawyer fan, it's not nice. I bought you the bat, and you're taking the bat that I gave you, and you're hitting me over the head. He said, go play ball, what are you hitting me over the head for? Right? It's not nice. So a person takes the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him feet that he can run to do good things with his feet. And he takes his feet and he runs to do bad things with the feet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So really the sure sadin should be that if a person goes to do an aver, his heart should stop ticking right away. I give you a heart in order to, that your body can run to do the right things. You're going to do the wrong things. I'm taking away the gift that I gave you, no more heart. But it doesn't work that way. Because a person sins, and he's sinning with the heart and the legs and all the limbs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very patient. He says, no, maybe he'll do tshuva tomorrow. He doesn't do tshuva tomorrow. He says, no, let's give him another day. Maybe he'll do tshuva the next day. That's one of the attributes of midas harachem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu postpones punishment. That purge is postponed. That's a big part of it. Another thing. The very fact that a person can do tshuva is tremendous rachman. The very fact that we take tshuva from God, you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives you, right? The very fact that a person can do tshuva is a big chiddush, because we have to understand that what is an avera? An avera, a person really blemishes his soul, and that blemish is such a blemish that if it wouldn't be for midas harachem, that couldn't be fixed. What if a person takes and amputates one of his limbs, okay? And he says, you know, I do tshuva, I'm sorry I did it. Does the limb grow back? It doesn't grow back, it's gone. You can be sorry from today to tomorrow. If there's some mistakes that you make that are irreversible, you can't reverse it, okay? What if a person smokes for 50 years and then he gets lung cancer? You know? So he says to the doctor, you know what? I see I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry I did it. Let's take a chest x-ray now again. And let's look at the chest. Maybe it's gone. The cancer is gone. I'm sorry I did it. It doesn't make any sense. Once the chest x-ray shows the lesions on the lungs because he smoked for 50 years, that's it. You can't bring back the lungs. You can't repair the lung. It's finished. Farty. Okay? So be'emis, the sin is such a severity that it really makes a blemish that shouldn't have been fixable. It should be the chiddush of tshuva is that's the midas harachmim found a way, so to speak, to fix up that anything that a person did, no matter what he did, it can be fixed as far as klipat shemai. In other words, a person committed murder. That's a terrible thing. Can he bring the back to life the person that he murdered? He can't bring that person back to life. He's dead. What can he do? Okay, but the tshuva allows that whatever he sinned, it can be as if he didn't sin. He can make it good as if he never sinned.
That's the big kiddush. Make three not.
No, that isn't so.
Including
some things it says, im speaking beyond the last of tshuva. They try to make impediments for him to do tshuva. They try to withhold him from being able to do tshuva. But if a person tries hard enough, any tshuva there's no aveil which does not have tshuva. Okay? There's no aveil that doesn't have tshuva. It says, chilul Hashem has tshuva, but the total kapara comes with the day that a person passes from this world. So that favor. But every aveil that a person does, that is a big chiddush. Because there are some aveils that are so calamitous, so of.
Thank you.